Welcome in. 6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Happy Tuesday out there, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I am Brady Hull. Joined on the other side of the glass, from the other side of the glass, we're decking it out, man. You got your Rocky. Who is that? Which Rockies uniform do you have on today, Jades?
Bryant, but I was telling you the bad news. So.
Did you curse Chris Bryant by buying that? Do you think?
Very possible. I might have a jersey curse.
I have a jersey curse. I stopped buying jerseys, and I seriously stopped for that reason, because every jersey I would buy back in the day, or my parents would buy it for me, they'd either get traded away, get hurt, or just fizzle out. I have a Brian Griese jersey. I have a Delta O'Neal jersey. Trying to think. I'm pretty sure after I got an Ed McCaffrey jersey, that's when he broke his leg. So I kind of just decided at that point I was not going to buy jerseys anymore.
Yeah, before last season, I bought a A.J. Brown and a Derrick Henry jersey. A.J. Brown gets traded. Derrick Henry goes down.
He goes down, but still has a really good season.
Yeah, but, I mean, still the jersey curse.
Speaking of Derrick Henry, just looking at projections, and we're going to get into that today. I kind of want to do this, and I want predictions today from the Hulligans on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I've got one. I'm saying Javonte Williams is going to be the top five rusher, or better, in the NFL this year. Now, every year I pick up a copy of Athlon Sports, their pro football pre-NFL preview, which I finally found it. It was buried behind all the fantasy magazines, but I finally just started digging a little bit. It's buried. It's in the back. I'm like, come on. I know people like you, Jade, you're more into the fantasy side of it, but I wanted to see the previews here, the team previews and such. I got to admit, I'm reading through it, and not a lot of love for the Broncos. You know, you look through a lot of the top 20 position players. Broncos aren't really cracking anything there. Javonte Williams isn't. Russell Wilson really... I mean, he's top 20 quarterback for sure, but, you know, he's top, I think he's 10, 9, something like that. It's just absolutely crazy looking at the fact that people don't really consider the Broncos to be, even with Russell Wilson, I mean, they don't have him going to the playoffs, you know, struggling in the AFC West. It goes to show you that maybe this speaks more to the team before Russell Wilson got there, but they're not saying he's Peyton Manning, because Peyton Manning came in and raised all boats instantly, even with the four neck surgeries. And, you know, we all kind of said, well, they're going to be a playoff team. Surely Peyton Manning's going to be just fine. And look what happened. I mean, he had monster numbers in 2012. So I was just thinking about, I've been thinking a lot about Russell Wilson. You know, Tanner Schwint and I, of course, Tanner of Good Morning NoCo, can't stand Russell's tweets and the corniness, the cheesiness that's oozing out of his ears. I'm not bothered by it. I like personalities, and Russell, there's no one really like Russell Wilson. I like a cocky quarterback. I like a modest quarterback. I also like a little bit of cheese once in a while. It's what makes the NFL so great, and it's what you kind of saw in the Major League Baseball All-Star game. You start to see personalities pop up. I've just been thinking about Russell and where he really stands in the minds of Broncos fans, NFL fans, and what's the optimism like surrounding this team. And Jades, I don't know how old you were in 2012, bro, but 2012, the optimism was at a pretty next to all-time high for Denver. I mean, John Elway was great, but let's face it, John Elway grew up with the Broncos, so our optimism just kind of grew ever so slightly every single year with Elway. You bring in Peyton Manning, you know, he'd already won a Super Bowl, his numbers had already deemed him a Hall of Famer. He'd be an easy first ballot Hall of Famer, whether he put on a Broncos uniform or not. So the optimism was through the roof. Is it the same? Does it feel the same as it did in 2012? I mean, When Denver signed Manning, I wasn't doing the show yet. It was right before we started doing this show. I think we started in August of 12. And I wish we were doing a show, because we didn't have the Tebow years to cover and stuff. And I had a lot of opinions on that. But I was doing some fill-in work here. I think I was doing sports reports and stuff. And then we got the news that Peyton Manning had signed with the Broncos, and it was like we were running up and down the halls. It was exciting. Even the political talkers that we had on at the time were like, holy crap, this is fun. We get to talk about Peyton Manning. With Russell Wilson, we were like all geared up for Aaron Rodgers, even though I told everybody that wasn't going to happen. But that's where you were. You were ready for either Aaron Rodgers, you were just going to go back to limping this thing along with Drew Lock or Teddy Bones. Instead, we go a few hours after the Aaron Rodgers news hits that the Broncos will not be signing him and that the Packers won't be trading for him. The Packers had re-signed him and hooked it up, and we said, okay, that's that. Russell Wilson, we were told for a very long time that he's not going anywhere. Seattle was very adamant about that. And then when it happened, it was like, whoa, okay, we wanted Aaron Rodgers, and then we got Russell Wilson. Really cool, but where's the optimism, and where is he when it comes to top-tier quarterbacks? Now, I put out, and I'm going to reshare this at some point, but if you go to thewholeshow.com, I have my tier quarterbacks listed. I have my tiers listed there. And I do have Russell Wilson as a top tier, tier one quarterback. I have four tiers in the NFL. You know, tier one is pretty much guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I mean, some of that's probably a little premature, but if you just play the prediction game and just assume, yeah, these guys are probably going to go on and be Hall of Famers. I have Patrick Mahomes, who's probably already in the Hall of Fame. If he were to retire today, he might be a Hall of Famer. Josh Allen, probably a little more work to do, but still, I think we can all agree that his trajectory is Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Famer. Tom Brady, Hall of Famer. Lamar Jackson, mega, uber, super duper Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. He's the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment. Why wouldn't he be in the Hall? Now, I realize he has a lot of work to do, but I have him in tier one. Russell Wilson and Justin Herbert. Now, the two that people have argued with me on that is Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. So the Method Flow Products poll question of the day, is Russell Wilson a top-tier quarterback? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 63% of the hooligans are saying no. So that's the majority right now, saying no, Russell Wilson's not there. He's for sure top-tier two if you're not saying that, but is he tier one? And I'd say he is tier one. But again, the expectations and reading the national outlets that are coming out, hearing what we heard from Ryan Clark last week on ESPN saying, hey, Russell, you don't have to be the let's cook guy anymore. You need to let people cook around you, and you just make sure you're keeping everything going. You're not going to go for the moonshots. You're not going to go for, you know, the big, big chunk plays all the time. You're probably going to have some of those, but not a terrible amount. It's going to be up to a solid offensive line creating a rushing attack for you. It's going to be up to tight ends catching the football for 5 yards and falling forward for another two, making it a second and three. That's kind of what I think the national perception of Russell Wilson right now is, which is kind of interesting because if you look at his numbers, you know, he certainly had good numbers last year. They won, what, seven games? Seven games, he had 25 touchdowns, six picks, 3,100 yards. The yard's not really there, but the touchdown-to-interception ratio, I mean, doesn't get much better than that. However, he threw 3,000 yards is nothing that we're going to go crazy about, right? That's just the way it is now. Russell played 14 games in the 17 out of the 17-game season, so he missed three games. But you look at it, and again, the obvious tier one guys. And some argue that I don't have Matthew Stafford up there. I need to see it again. I need to see it again. I don't need to see a Super Bowl again. I just need to see it again. I mean, Stafford's probably underrated even in my book, and I admit that. But I just don't feel like when I say tier one, it's a guy that I think is going to do something special more often than not. And I do believe Lamar Jackson is that guy. I do believe he's one of those guys. But you look at the other quarterbacks in the tier one. I mean, Tom Brady threw for 5,300 yards at the age of like 99. Justin Herbert, 5,000 yards. Patrick Mahomes, 4,800 yards. You look at a lot of these guys, tier two quarterbacks, threw way more yards than him. So even if you added in the three more games, would he get close to that? Probably a little bit closer. He'd certainly bust into the 4,000 yard mark. But I think a lot of people look at the yards and the touchdowns. Oh, they do, obviously. But then you look. Then you have to look at, if you're going to look at yards and touches, you also have to look at the interception ratio too. Like Matt Stafford threw 17 interceptions. That does take it down a little bit. Wilson's still pretty careful with the football, but I'm just curious what kind of numbers we'll really see from Russell and what are those realistic expectations. So I'm going to get to that today. That's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Is Russell Wilson a top-tier quarterback? And I want predictions today. Broncos prediction. They're checking into camp. They're checking in today. They're going to be ready to go tomorrow. So we're just loading them up at this point in time. And I look at it and say, Javonte Williams, that's my big one. I believe that the Broncos are going to build around him. Obviously, Russell's going to be the part of that, sure. They're going to re-sign him. He'll be with the Broncos for an easy six more seasons or whatever. But I look at Patrick Surtain and Javonte Williams. Those are two young guys, George Payton's guys, that I think they're going to build around. And I think Melvin Gordon only complements that. Some people hate my pick because they think Melvin Gordon's going to take all these touches away from Javonte. Javonte almost had 1,000 yards last year, splitting it right down the middle with Melvin Gordon. They're not going to do that this year. It's going to be like 60-40. So 60-40, can Javonte get that number up closer to 1,500? Yeah, I think so. Maybe 1,300 or something like that. But that would put him up there in terms of top-tier running backs and yard producers and all of that. I mean, you know, if you look at last year with the rushing leaders, it was Jonathan Taylor and then kind of everybody else, right? He had 1,800 yards. Chubb was in the 1,200 category. Mixon, Najee Harris, Dalvin Cook, those guys. I think it's conceivable that Javonte Williams could rush for 1,300 to 1,500 yards this season. I really believe that. I don't think they're doing a 50-50 split. A lot of Denver Broncos country freaking out at the idea of, oh, well, Melvin really killed Javonte's fantasy aspirations. In fact, that was one of the only knocks that the Broncos had via CBS Sports and ESPN, was that they signed Melvin Gordon, and that really not even anything to do with the win-loss projections for this team. It was more or less, you know, the fantasy thing, which George Payton could care less about. So shoot me some predictions. I got one on my Twitter account if you want to follow me, at Hull Show. Bradley Chubb will have 10-plus sacks. How about that? Chubb will have 10-plus sacks this season. Is 10-plus sacks going to be enough to give him a re-sign on that contract? Not sure. I think he needs to just absolutely go nuts. I mean, he needs to be in the mid to high teens, I feel like. And again, you take the eye test in with that, and how many plays is he impacting too? Sacks, it's not the end-all be-all, but it's certainly number one. It's the first thing we judge from an edge rusher is the amount of sacks. But there's a lot more that goes with it. Certainly the Broncos will be evaluating that. Jades, let's get to it. The good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. What a night last night. We had Jerry Schimmel on the show yesterday, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. He said he thinks that Kyle Freeland's poised for a bounce-back game. Boy, was he right. Freeland, 7 innings pitched. That's just what the doctor ordered. Keep the bullpen at bay. 0 earned runs. 7 strikeouts. He only had, he gave up, what, 2 hits in that game? He gave up 4 hits. My bad. It got a little worse as we went in the innings, but 4 hits, 7 strikeouts for Mr. Freeland.
Winning streak, and that's a great pitch by Freeland. That's strike 3 on the corner. And he go around, he did, he couldn't hold his swing on a pitch in the dirt. That is strike 3. And then a strikeout to finish off the inning. Strike 3, outside corner. Strike 3 called, fastball caught the inside corner. That's at the bottom of the zone, it's a fastball, and Kyle will storm off. He thought he had him earlier. What a gorgeous performance tonight in Milwaukee from Kyle Freeland. 7 shutout innings.
There we go. Courtesy of AT&T Sportsnet there. The bad for me is this story that I pulled up from the Denver Post and Associated Press is comparatively last season, Pac-12 nationally televised games had much better ratings than Big 12 nationally televised games, which is just bad to me when I look at the Pac-12 and go, that's how poorly you were managed, how mismanaged your conference really was. Your ratings were there. Why isn't the money following, and instead the opposite's happening? Your top-tier teams, USC and UCLA, are leaving off to greener pastures. You had the ratings game. So the ratings game should lead to, but again, this just goes back to the Pac-12 network and all of these mishandlings that have plagued the conference and not getting better TV deals, signing too long of TV deals so that they couldn't change with the times. Just absolutely ridiculous to me. And again, it just points to more of what's been going on in the Pac-12. The ugly for me, Jades, and we were both talking about this morning, Chris Bryant yet again is dealing with an injury. He has his foot discomfort. He's going to undergo evaluations. Didn't play last night, obviously. But according to Bud Black, he had some discomfort in his foot. It's been sort of a gradual thing over the last few days. He says, today we just decided to take him out of the lineup. I don't know how serious it is, but it just goes back to more injuries for Chris Bryant. There's no doubt when Bryant is playing baseball for the Rockies, this team, you know, at least on the offensive side, you know, they're a threat to do some damage against almost anybody. You know, that's not talking about the pitching side. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done there. But frustrating for Rockies fans because Chris Bryant, the talent is there. You know, the deal looks great. I wondered if he was going to play at some point this season, you know, with that back injury and such. I didn't know if they should just shut him down, but I don't know if it was ever as bad as we really thought. But then you get this. How long is this going to keep him out? I don't know that this is very serious, but anytime now you hear a player that's already plagued by injuries in a season gets another one, I don't care how minuscule it is, it's still cause for concern. So there you go. The Good, the Bad, the Ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Again, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Is Russell Wilson a tier one, a top tier quarterback heading in to the 2022 season? And what kind of numbers does he need to have in order for him to move up if you don't have him in Tier 1? 23 minutes after the hour, short break coming up. It's the whole show. We're just getting started here on a Tuesday afternoon. A lot to hit. We're also going to discuss quarterbacks feeling the most pressure heading into the 2022 season. That should be a lot of fun. Obviously, we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson, but there's a lot of guys, man, on this list, whether they're Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4, that are feeling like this is not necessarily a make or break year, but maybe close. 23 minutes after the hour, we're live from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. The whole show rocking on a Tuesday afternoon. Make sure you're in the mix. We'll be right back.
What sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Shoot me a text, or I guess you can tweet at me too, your Broncos 2022 season predictions. I guess I should have been clear. It can be score predictions, it can be individual predictions, that kind of stuff. I want to see it all. Fanboy, ultimate hype leading up to the season. Pieces don't mesh first year. Everyone questions it. If it was a good move to compare to the second coming of Manning, 9-8 record. You're going 9-8. All right. Fanboy says ultimate hype leading up to the season. Pieces don't mesh first year. Everyone questions if it was a good move. There you go. I love that prediction because that, I mean, trust me, I think this team wins 11. And I think that's good enough to win the AFC West because I think they're going to knock each other around this year. But, you know, 9-8, that's the difference between two games, though, right? I mean, I've got them winning 11, winning the AFC West, going to the playoffs. You've got them at 9-8, probably obviously losing the AFC West, maybe coming in third place, maybe worse because the AFC West is the best division in football. And yet they missed the playoffs and we're probably freaking out. The expectations are to go to the playoffs. Make no mistake about it. The expectations are definitely to go to the playoffs this year. Whether those are realistic, whether you should be predicting that, that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I do think that that's where Broncos country is. The hype might not be where Peyton Manning was, but Russell Wilson might should lead the. What Denver win? Seven games last year? Was it seven games? So you bring in Russell, you replace Russell, you replace Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater with Russell Wilson. It's got to be good enough for 2 to 3 more wins, right? This same group. And again, I do acknowledge the second half of that schedule for Denver is going to be crazy. Maybe they don't mesh. I mean, that's the big question. Javonte Williams, who I believe is going to turn some heads this year, he was a 1,000-yard rusher as a rookie. I think he's going to turn some heads. But there are big, major, major questions surrounding Denver on the offensive side of the football. I think the defense, even though they're not necessarily star-studded, I think the defense is going to be solid. I don't know if about top five. Top 10, I think, easily. But top five is going to be a tough, tough task. I don't see the pieces there on the roster, but I could totally see this offense just not clicking. Again, I'm saying 11 wins. That's based on Javonte Williams rushing for 1,300 yards. One of those receivers, Sutton, Patrick, or Judy, moves up into the upper echelon of wide receivers. And then, of course, Russell Wilson is probably getting closer to the 4,500 yard mark, and you know, in the close to the 30s as far as touchdowns goes, and keeps it under 10 as far as INTs. That's a lot of wishful thinking. That's a lot of hoping that all these pieces fall into place. And I don't know what George Payton's expectations are this season. Now, a lot of people say they better be playoffs from George Payton. You spent a lot on him to get there, but you know, to be realistic, if this team struggles in that second half of the season, falls out of the playoffs, you're not blowing it up. That's why if you're going to tell me playoff or bust, at least fanboy, like you're saying, hey, this season might not work. People are freaking out. Maybe next year you're rolling with something. But it's not playoffs or bust, right? That's where I go with this. Noob says they're going 11-6. They're going to split with KC and LA and sweep Vegas, win the AFC West. Jades, I think I have that, don't I? I have Denver splitting with Kansas City and Los Angeles and sweeping Vegas. So, Noob, we're on the same page, bro. We're right there. I've got them going 11-6. And I do think that 11-6, on the outside looking in, you know, people that aren't paying attention to the West are going to go, wow, 11-6 won the West. That's actually going to be a pretty good mark because you could argue that all four of these teams are playoff caliber. Athlon Sports, who I love picking that up every single year, has Denver missing it, finishing anywhere from third to fourth in the AFC West, depending on some of their predictors. There's a few different writers in these columns that have the Broncos anywhere from third to fourth. Nobody says second. They've got the Chargers and the Chiefs up there, which, again, it's not that I won't listen to that because I'm doing the math here. We got one more position group to go over today in our segment today in the NFL. D-tackles, probably the least exciting for us anyway, unless your name's Aaron Donald. But as far as that goes, yeah, Chargers roster looks the best. Chiefs have the best quarterback and one of the best players in the NFL along with Travis Kelce. Yeah, they look really good. Denver's roster has a bunch of guys that are, you know, some are average, some are a little bit above average. There's nobody on this on the Broncos roster that's a top 10 player in the league. Top 20. Is Russell Wilson a top 20 player in the league? Top 20 quarterback, but not 20 player. So there's certainly some cause for concern. So shoot me your Broncos predictions. Scores predictions, player predictions, that kind of thing. I'll take it all. I want specific player predictions. Give me a touchdown amount Russell Wilson might hit. Give me a sack amount that maybe Bradley Chubb will hit. An interception number Patrick Surtain will go for. Or just records, that's fine. But shoot it over to me. 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. All right, Jades, check this out. You guys hear me talk about Cables Pub and Grill all the time. They're hooking us up. I've got gift cards to give away. I got a $20 gift card to Cables Pub and Grill where friends meet, my friends meet. Might as well go there. It's on me. $20. The great folks at Cables are hooking up the Hooligans today. So I got a $20 gift certificate for you right now. Before we break, I'm going to go, let's go caller number Let's go caller number 7. How about that? Caller number 7 on our First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310, or toll-free 877-353-1310. Caller number 7, you're going to get a $20 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. Bama Bear says, Jerry Jeudy will drop less than 10 passes this season. Yeah, I'll take that one. We'll do our over-unders. How about that? I'll go under. I still don't know if that makes it a special season for Jeudy. All right, caller 7, 970-353-1310. You got yourself a $20 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill. 35 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What the Rock is cooking.
You queued that up, right, for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson and The Rock have something very, very much in common. They are both listed as the most electrifying man. The Rock, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. Now it's Lamar Jackson. Is Lamar Jackson feeling the most pressure heading into the 2022 season as far as quarterbacks go? Certainly. I mean, he's banking on himself, man. Does he even have an agent? He is saying, hey, you know what? And Baltimore is gambling, too. They're saying, we're not going to pay you right now. Both sides are at this interesting impasse where I think Lamar, going into the season, there's a lot of pressure on him. So we're kind of talking about quarterbacks heading into the season with a lot of pressure on him. How much pressure is on Russell Wilson? How about that? How about we stay local for a second? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, right? Russell's a Hall of Famer. Does that pass my test because I had to ask right because I had to question mark it? I am hemming and hawing a little bit about that one, aren't I? My rule, people hate me on Twitter for this because I said Mike Shanahan's not a Hall of Famer. And they said, Brady, who is a Hall of Famer? And I said, Bill Belichick. Like, Bill Walsh. Like, there's a couple of guys that are considered Hall of Famers in my mind when it comes to coaches. And that's, I get it. I'm pretty strict when it comes to the Hall of Fame. Is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer? And I had to hesitate for a brief moment.
I don't think he is yet.
Oof.
Because, I mean, what has he done since
it was
Broncos Seahawks battle? What has he done since?
They did go to the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Right.
Lost in that bad interception. Great numbers overall, but is he an obvious Hall of Famer? I'm not sure, but is there pressure on him now to deliver that side of things? Because, you know, if you're saying he's not a Hall of Famer, he needs Denver to get him to that point. Manning was never needed Denver to get him to be a Hall of Famer. He was already a Hall of Famer, already one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. It was just going to be, as Elway said, we want to make him the greatest. I don't think they achieved that goal. Tom Brady's the GOAT. There's a few other guys probably ahead of Peyton Manning. But that was their mindset. Russell's somewhere below that, as far as that goes. Yes, Chase.
I'm going to debunk your whole argument here because what you say is that they have to be in conversations with the greats. Russell Wilson's not in the conversations with even
Tom Brady and
Rodgers.
All right.
He's in the conversation between Tier 1 and Tier 2.
You're probably... Listen, I'll go with you. I have to follow my own guidelines here. And my guidelines would tell me that Russell Wilson is not one of the greatest of all time, so therefore should not be a Hall of Famer. Now, again, he will be a Hall of Famer, Jades. The way that they do this thing, we all know that the based on the other guys that have been in before him, he would be a Hall of Famer. But my rule is, if it's not an obvious yes or no, if it's not, hey, was he one of the greatest in his time? I mean, Russell had his moments, brief moments, where we said he's top. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes quickly passed him up. Josh Allen's now passed him up. I mean, last I checked, there were only 4 quarterbacks in the match a month ago, and it wasn't Russell Wilson. So, yeah, I have high standards when it comes to Hall of Fame. So Is there a lot of pressure on Russell Wilson this season and beyond? I don't know if it's just this season, but Russell wants to be in the conversation of the greats. He wants to be in the Peyton Manning conversation. He wants to be in the John Elway, Joe Montana, Aaron Rodgers conversation. And to do that, he's going to have to be very successful with Denver. This is, I mean, he says he's going to play till, you know, another 10 years. What is he? How old is he? Is he 34? He's going to be 34 pretty soon, isn't he? He's 33 right now. So, I mean, I could see a guy like Russell and how seriously he takes everything play till he's 40. I mean, that's not that uncommon now when you look at Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And Russell's certainly a guy that takes care of his body. I don't know. Seems like he does all the right things. He's not out partying all the time. He's not, you know, being told he has to watch film as a part of his contract, which we'll get to that in a moment. Who's feeling the most pressure, though? Because the expectations aren't there for Russell. Nationally, they're telling you they don't believe that Russell Wilson moves the needle that much for the Broncos. They're not a playoff team nationally. So Russell's in there, but I think for Wilson, it's more about the pressure over time to be a Hall of Famer. Noob says, would Wilson be a Hall of Famer? No, because he doesn't listen. Does he listen to the show? Is he part of the show? No. I mean, not, no. I've been accused on Twitter as having my own Hall of Fame. We do have a Hall of Fame here. It's for the hooligans, though. Maybe I should kick all the hooligans out and we should create my own Hall of Fame. Like, I'll tell you the guys that are in it. So there's two Hall of Fames. There's the Hall of Fame for the listeners. There's the Hall of Fame for my people that I think should be in. Like Ben Roethlisberger, not a Hall of Famer. Eli Manning, not a Hall of Famer. Philip Rivers, not a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry, my standards are high. I know it's a marketing gimmick for the NFL. You've heard my piece on that. Maybe it's a conspiracy theory, but it's true. The more Hall of Famers they have every single year, the more that they can justify having the Hall of Fame game and more money surrounding that and, you know, more guys getting recognized. Okay, it's great. It's all feel good and stuff. But I'm just telling you, there's the Hall of Good, which is what the current Hall of Fame is, and then there's the Hall of Fame. Russell's not there, Jades. You have convinced me today. Russell Wilson is not a Hall of Famer as of right now. He will be according to the NFL rules. So he's feeling pressure. How about this one? Let's just go down the list of top quarterbacks first. Does Aaron Rodgers have pressure going into this season? I mean, you don't have Devontae Adams. You are already the greatest, one of the greatest of all time. You're not the GOAT. Tom Brady's the GOAT. But Rodgers is in that conversation at least, right? He's close to Tom Brady and the Elways and the Montanas.
You probably have pressure to go deep into the playoffs. That's about it, though. I don't think they have pressure to win a ring.
He's proven that he can do it and replace guys every single year. Now, without Devontae Adams, is that going to be a big... make no mistake about it, Devontae Adams, arguably the best receiver going into the 2022 season. So, yeah, there's going to be eyes on Aaron Rodgers to be able to deliver. Now your receivers are, you know, Lazard, Randall Cobb, Sammy Watkins, Christian Watson... You know, none of those names, Jades, correct me if I'm wrong, rhyme with Devontae Adams. So there's going to be pressure to see if, okay, can you be as great as you've been the older you get? Now you've got this monster contract. Can you keep doing it at a high level? But he doesn't face the most. Is there pressure on Josh Allen? I don't think so. Dare I say this, Al? I feel like he's arrived, man. You think he's got to get over that hump this year?
I think that they have... I don't know if it's necessarily on Allen. It's on the team. I think with them, it is truly a... I am not going to say bust because I know how that word is used on the show.
You can get rid of him.
But no, I think it's...
AFC's so tough. I mean, you're asking Allen to get over Patrick Mahomes, and now I think Herbert's going to be in the mix. And
I think they
Broncos.
Have to. I mean, they've geared up for it.
No, the team, maybe you're right, though. The team probably more so than now. Tom Brady, feeling any pressure? I don't think so. The dude's just like... He's done it all. There's zero pressure on Tommy Bones. Patrick Mahomes? Without Tyreek Hill? A little bit? He's already a Hall of Famer, so again, going into the season, there's a little there.
pressure because he's in the AFC West,
though, right? And I guess what I'm saying, like, the most pressure is, like, if they fail this year, we have a major storyline on our hands. If Patrick Mahomes has a down year, it's not a major storyline, is it? It's a, Mahomes is human. If he does it again, then it's, Mahomes is running out of gas. How about your boy Joe Burrow? Or is that Tanner's boy? He's got a big contract coming up. You're talking about Fred Brown, I think, right? The owner is like, he's going to probably be due for some big-time money. He's also kind of hemming and hawing, like, I hope he'll, work with us so we can sign a bunch of people to surround him. A little bit. I think another guy, how about Kyler Murray? One of the stipulations they put in his contract was he had to have, 4 hours a day of studying? Should that scare Cardinals fans? My boy, Trey McBride, where are you, bro? Are you scared? Does that bother you? He's got to have a lot of pressure. They signed. They gave him the money. And I don't think he was very good the last five games of the season into the playoffs. To me, though, it's probably Lamar Jackson, don't you think? I think that people really are on his case about whether he can be a real starting quarterback. McLean says, is this the text line for every 1310 KFKA show or just the whole show? Every KFKA show. You can text any show you want. McLean, why? Are you cheating on us? Yes, 888-530-0043. You can text in any of our programs throughout the day. 888-530-0043. Or did you want to say something bad about somebody and you didn't want them to read it? I'll delete it. Don't worry, bro. Noob says, who right now is playing for the Hall of Fame quarterback? Noobs? Is that what you're saying to me? Let's take a break. Let's recap this because I do think there's a lot more. Dak Prescott's in that mix. Certainly. Baker Mayfield might be on his way out the door if he doesn't win the job and actually play well this year for Carolina. So this is the best time of year. It's juicy, man. We're getting into training camps, and you just never know what's going to happen. 12:52 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310. KFKA. Let's go, Jade.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I feel like this is the first day I'm feeling much better there, Jade. So recovering nice. Well, not nicely. It's been two and a half weeks since I came down with the C word. COVID, by the way. Feeling much better finally, though. It's great. You don't have to hear me hawking, into the trash can every 10 seconds there, Jade. That's got to be good for you.
Yeah, no, I think the best part is the rebirth of the air guitar.
I was so out of breath. So, like I said, I retired from golf yesterday. Stop asking me to golf. I don't want to golf. I think it's stupid. I hate it. I enjoy my friends and being out there with you guys, but I'll drive the golf cart next time. I was out of breath the whole time. I'm like, this is golf. What are we talking about here? So definitely not that way anymore. Noob says, who right now is playing as a Hall of Fame quarterback? Rodgers? Brady, Mahomes. Is that it? That's it? Yeah, I know we got a break. That's it right now. I think Mahomes is a Hall of Famer right now. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Am I missing somebody? Am I off? Is Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer? Not in my opinion. I mean, the Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame, those are two different things. Hall of Fame is elite. Is an elitist group. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Second hour coming up. The whole show continues on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Come to the side that the things that I try-